Buncombe County, U.S. House, District 11. Jasmine Beach-Ferrara, Party Democrat. Background, I am an ordained minister, organizer, and a twice-elected Buncombe County Commissioner with a strong track record of creating bipartisan support for solutions on issues like the opioid epidemic and early childhood education. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. 1. Access to critical services and infrastructure, including broadband, a strong rural health care system that can respond to the opioid epidemic. 2. Defeating extremism and defending our constitutional rights. 3. Improving educational and job opportunities to ensure that people in WNC can thrive. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 2. What specific steps would you take to address new restrictions on abortion access? I am a pro-choice pastor who strongly believes in the separation of church and state. I will be a strong voice and vote for legislation codifying the rights enumerated in Roe v. Wade, the right to access contraceptives, and the right for Americans to marry the person they love. Website, jasmineforcongress.com, and that is the word for F-O-R, jasmineforcongress.com. David Adam Coatney, Party Libertarian. Background, I own and operate a marketing agency focusing on helping other small businesses grow. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. I'm a supporter of the fair tax. This would eliminate the federal income tax and self-employment tax, benefiting both employers and employees. I'm also fighting against patent protection laws that allow big pharma to operate without competition. This will lower the cost of prescription drugs. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. New restrictions on gun ownership, or new restrictions on abortion access, or economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods. Option 3. What specific steps would you take to address economic stress from higher prices for gas, groceries, and other goods? I have an 8-point plan that can be viewed at project1971.org. That's project1971.org. Website, coatneyforcongress.com. That's the word for, spelled out, F-O-R. Coatney, C-O-A-T-N-E-Y-F-O-R-C-O-N-G-R-E-S-S.com. Chuck Edwards, Party Republican. No response from candidate. Buncombe County Sheriff. Tracy D. Brule, capital D, E, capital B, R, U, H, L. Party Libertarian. Background, 12-year Sergeant USMC, headquarters to Light Armored Recon. Business director for our nation's largest land owners. Community, homeless, disaster relief, and charity volunteer. I am our voice for clarity and accountability, cleaning out the crooked politics. Ron Moore, Chief Hogan, the evidence room audit, etc. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Homelessness, accountability, and public safety. We all know of the homeless issue, and my works are publicly known for reducing it. Our cops and courts are corrupt. As you have seen the abuse, you know I will stop. Our kids need to feel safe at school. These questions have a space limit. That's in parentheses. As sheriff, what steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel? You have seen me running for three elections to demand accountability and justice for police victims. Yes, we need to help the disabled, etc. But how many of you know that it's Missions Hospital's mental health wing where BCS holds and denies photos and evidence to the people they beat until their wounds heal? Website, no response from candidate. Quentin Miller, Party Democratic. Background. Quentin Miller was born and raised in Asheville. While in the U.S. Army and stationed in Germany, Quentin met Army Specialist Karen Sconiers. They have been married for 35 years and now have 11 grandkids. In 2018, Quentin was elected as the first African-American sheriff of Buncombe County. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Buncombe County. The opioids crisis is impacting Buncombe County especially hard, with a very high per capita rate of overdose deaths. Since being elected as sheriff, I have implemented a MAT, M-A-T, drug treatment program at our county jail to help people enter into long-term recovery and recuse recidivism. As sheriff, what steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel? In 2021, Governor Cooper signed into law a process that streamlined the release of law enforcement video. I supported this reform. We now have a judge who makes the determination of release. We have mental health clinicians on our payroll and embedded at the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office. Website, quentinforbuncombe.org. For is the word spelled F-O-R. QuentinForBuncombe.org. Trey McDonald, Party Republican. background. Over 22 years law enforcement, 20 at the Buncombe County Sheriff's Office. I have worked in the detention center, patrol field training officer, patrol sergeant, detective, SCET Sheriff's Community Enforcement Team Sergeant, SRT member, SRT team leader, and SRT assistant team commander. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected. Leadership, detention facility, and community safety. As sheriff, what steps would you take to enhance community accountability, such as prompt release of law enforcement videos and funding for mental health personnel? Having the community and deputies involved together to find solutions to make our county a safe place. Website, facebook.com/TreyForSheriff. That's the word for, F-O-R. TreyForSheriff is TreyForSheriff. Asheville Mayor Esther Mannheimer, Mannheimer. Background. Elected mayor in 2013 and 2017. Led COVID rental assistance, redeveloping our oldest public housing, saving our water from state takeover, minority inclusion policy, police raises, reparations, improved city services, limited tax, and fee increases. See more at bit.ly/EstherM, E-S-T-H-E-R-E-M, Asheville High and UNC grad. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. Expand public safety and rebuild APD to enable residents to feel and be safer. Redouble affordable housing efforts to increase availability to reduce houselessness and increase quality of life and stability for all residents. Climate policy and action to reduce climate change and increase resilience. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, police accountability, or jobs for youth. Affordable housing. Redoubling our efforts requires creativity and an all-in approach. Partnerships with neighborhoods, builders, funders, employers, and organizations who are willing to be part of the solution on housing affordability and availability for everyone, from our lowest income to our median wage residents. Website, votemannheimer.com. Kim Roney, R-O-N-E-Y. Background, council, governance, public safety, and boards and commissions. Liaison, French Broad MPO, Neighborhood Advisory, and Human Relations Commission. Community, Asheville Music School Board. Just Economics Policy Advocacy Committee, Friends of Community Radio, station manager from 2012 to 2015. Art C Coalition, that's ART-C Coalition. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. In my second year on council, after 7 years in the chambers, I'm running for mayor because the work to ensure a resilient community includes urgent action to take better care of each other and the planet, which means addressing affordability, public safety, and an improved public meeting process. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, police accountability, or jobs for youth. Affordable housing. With the drastically rising cost of living in Asheville, affordability includes developing deeply affordable housing through cooperative and creative solutions along transit corridors, keeping neighbors from becoming unhoused, securing our food systems, and leading by example on living wages. Website, kimroney4asheville.com. That is the number 4. KIMRONEY, the number 4, Asheville.com. Asheville City Council, Maggie Ullman Berthiaum, Berthiaume. Background. I work with nonprofits to help them row in the same direction on climate change. I was Asheville's first sustainability director, during which time I saved $1 million a year in energy costs and increased recycling 35%. I have the skills and experience to take ideas and put them into action. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. Affordable housing, climate change, and quality core city services. I'll work to keep the vibrant heartbeat of Asheville alive by addressing the housing crisis and the changing climate, all while providing safe parks, sidewalks, and greenways with clean water and timely garbage collection. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, police accountability, or jobs for youth. Affordable housing. I will bring people together to honor that Asheville has all kinds of people, and all kinds of people need all kinds of housing, which we can provide by strategically supporting infill development near jobs and on transit corridors to strengthen and diversify our neighborhoods. Website, maggie4avl.com. That is the number 4. M-A-G-G-I-E, the number 4. AVL.com. Andrew Fletcher, background. Vice Chair, Asheville Downtown Commission. Vice Chair, Asheville Public Art and Cultural Commission. Board member, serving with nonprofits Asheville Music Professionals and the Nina Simone Project. senior in economics at UNC Asheville, former chair and spokesperson of the Haywood Page Advisory Task Force. Please describe your top two or three priorities, if elected, and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. Affordable housing, integrity in government, and economic opportunity for workers. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, police accountability, or jobs for youth. Affordable housing. As a renter, I know current policy doesn't come close to matching the size of the housing crisis. And some taxpayer money is turned into developer profit. We should instead leverage public funds, credit, and land to build permanently affordable housing that will ultimately be worker-owned. Website, facebook.com/Fletcher4AVL Council. And that is the word for, F-O-R, Fletcher4AVL Council. Antoinette Mosley, A-N-T-A-N-E-T-T-E, Mosley, M-O-S-L-E-Y. Background. I am an incumbent city council member serving on the Housing and Community Development Committee. I've worked at a local affordable housing nonprofit and am a practicing attorney. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. A top priority is the provision of affordable housing in our community. Over the past year, rental rates have increased by 25% in our area. My work on the Affordable Housing Committee culminates in the development of affordable housing as well as increased housing supply. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, police accountability, or jobs for youth. Affordable housing. I work to incentivize the development of affordable housing as well as the utilization of housing voucher holders. Recognizing that market forces determine rental and housing costs, increasing overall housing supply must always be taken into consideration. Website, mosley4avl.com. That is the word for, F-O-R, mosley4avl.com. Allison Scott. Background. My career has included working in IT and project management at Care Partners, Rockwell, Baldor Electric, and ABB. 3 years ago, I made the jump from the business world to nonprofit work. During that time, I have served as the Director of Impact and Innovation at the Campaign for Southern Equality, CSE. Please describe your top two or three priorities, if elected, and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. Equitable, affordable housing, community safety, transparent local government. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue: affordable housing, police accountability, or jobs for youth. Affordable housing. Increase availability of housing with multifamily zoning and non-traditional structures such as tiny homes. Advocating for BIPOC-led housing initiatives from the Asheville Reparations Fund. Elevating voices of residents in partnership with local organizational expertise. Website, allison4asheville.com, And that's the word for F-O-R, AllisonForAsheville.com. Shanika E. Smith, background. Elected to Asheville City Council in 2018, appointed Vice Mayor in 2020, currently Chair of Public Safety Committee and Boards and Commissions. Professional experience includes community organizing and event planning, workforce development outreach and recruitment, and mental health work. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. Restorative justice, community and legal system, reform the justice system with a holistic response to crime and victimization, decreasing recidivism and jail population, county-city transit consolidation, conduct a study and operational analysis to evaluate the best consolidation planning. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Affordable housing, purpose-built development, creating upward mobility through mixed-income housing options for distressed communities without creating displacement, meeting families where they are economically, a tool that integrates equity into policy, creating a true sense of community and belonging. Website, none provided by candidate. Nina Tovish, T-O-V-I-S-H. Background. Good decisions require good information, both hard data and lived experience. I ask good questions, and I'm a strategic thinker. Communication is essential to effective leadership and a hallmark of my professional life. Listening deeply, negotiating effectively, creating meaningful connections. Please describe your top two or three priorities if elected and how they will impact the daily lives of residents in Asheville. Economic diversification beyond tourism, planning and zoning, prioritizing the needs and goals of residents and local businesses. Deeply affordable housing so people can live in the city near their work. Carbon footprint reduction for the city and residents for a sustainable, climate-resilient future. Please choose any one issue below and answer how you would address that issue. Police accountability and community relations. We can enhance public safety through collaborative initiatives between the APD and local community organizations and social services providers. APD must recruit officers who prioritize communication and nonviolence, feel part of the community they protect and serve, and respect the civil rights of all. Website, tovishforavl.com, and that's the number for tovishforavl.com. And on Facebook, facebook.com/tovishforavl. That's the number four. facebook.com/TOVISH, the number four, AVL.